Last night, BCS Championship, Alabama blowing out Notre Dame. That really wasn't the big story, though. If you caught on to this, it happened during the broadcast, and then it's still unfolding. I mean, I saw it on Twitter this morning. Catherine Webb is still trending worldwide. She is the girlfriend of Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron. She joins me now here on The Ralphie Show. Catherine, I have to imagine that overwhelmed is an understatement right now.
Definitely an understatement. Literally, been on the phone. Actually, the championship was last night. I didn't go to sleep because we all celebrated last night. Since probably about 7:30 this morning, I've been on the phone and I have not had a breath. Off the hook.
It's a good problem to have for somebody who competed in Miss USA, who I think from what I saw on your Twitter profile is with a modeling agency. All the exposures, it's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah. I mean, for modeling and entertainment, absolutely. I'm currently living in Los Angeles, and I'm pursuing that. But now that me and AJ are dating, I'm pretty sure I'll probably be moving back home and focusing on our relationship. So.
Catherine Webb joins me now here on The Ralphie Show. She gained over 150,000 Twitter followers overnight, and that number is still climbing. Catherine, I know you said you've been busy, but have you had a chance to like just keep clicking refresh on your Twitter profile to see the numbers go up in real time?
You know, I did last night, but honestly, I'm not even kidding you when I tell you I have literally been on the phone like all day long.
Do you think the whole Miss USA preparation and going out to Vegas and experiencing all that, has that maybe helped you a little bit for what you're experiencing right now?
The media attention that comes with competing at Miss USA is fairly the same as someone who plays on a national championship team. More people follow football and sports than they do pageants, but, you know, when you're put on a nationally televised platform, you get used to the media attention.
You say, I mean, obviously you're right. More people are following sports than pageants, but pageants are having a pretty good year too, particularly Miss USA with Olivia Culpo winning Miss Universe. Did you interact with her at all when you guys were out in Vegas?
We did. She was the dark horse, meaning she came out of nowhere. You know, everyone loved her. She was so sweet, and she's just facially stunning. And so I don't blame her for both taking the national title as well as the universal title.
Absolutely. Hey, what'd you do to celebrate last night, by the way?
You know, all of the football players just ended up going back to the hotel where they were staying at the Fountain Blue. And AJ and I and his family and friends ended up hanging out in the lobby and, you know, hanging out with each other.
Catherine, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, you've gained over 150,000 followers now. Do you have any type of maybe particular like mission or an objective now with your Twitter account with this newfound platform that you have that maybe you wouldn't have used it for previously prior to last night?
Yes, absolutely. One thing that I learned, you know, my heart and my passion is towards kind of being a coach and a leader for the younger generation and for the kids. Like I love nothing more than being an example to kids and just doing good for others. And if I can at least do something, you know, positive for someone else or use that platform or status to kind of be an example for others, I'm totally okay with that. You know, I don't have anything else to say about Twitter except that I will definitely be careful with what I post.
Yeah, right. And, right.
just try and use good things out of it.
Catherine, we definitely just had a pageant moment there. Can you tell that I've judged a couple of the state qualifiers or what?
I'm sorry. I was just showing my heart.
No, exactly. No, but that was definitely like I asked you about your platform. You gave a heartfelt response. That was definitely something you would expect in a state qualifier on Miss USA. So it makes sense. Because I have judged.
I wasn't rehearsed, I promise.
I didn't. No, all good. No, please. I don't know if they told you or not before I called, but I've judged a couple of the state qualifiers. I was actually the judge for the state qualifier for the now current Miss Teen USA. So.
Really?
Yep.
That's so cool. So you were in the Bahamas.
I didn't go to the Bahamas. No, I was in Connecticut. I plucked her out of the girls in Connecticut. Yeah. Yeah, not bad, right? Thank you very much.
How was that experience?
It was. You know what? The whole pageant experience, I tell people all the time, it was very eye-opening, but in a very good way. You know, Randy Sanders, a state director in the Northeast who I've been working with, he's the man. He's been great, and I've done a bunch of stuff with him since. And Miss Universe, too, the whole organization, they've been really great as well. We're wrapping up with Catherine Webb here on The Ralphie Show. Last question, Catherine. LeBron James follows you, then unfollows you. What's up with that?
I have no idea, and I do not know how to answer that question. But I honestly have no explanation.
All right. My
roommate in California, Miss California USA, I guess Kobe Bryant ended up saying LeBron following me, so he decided to follow her.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh, boy. I think that's another story for another time. Catherine, listen, it seems like you're taking all this in stride. Please pass along our congratulations to AJ on the big win last night, and good luck with everything.
I will. Thank you so much.